A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in the marketplaces and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." As Jesus makes this comparison today of the present generation, present in the first century Palestine, we know he is aware of two significant realities. John is in prison, and the towns where most of his miracles had been worked have not reformed. No wonder Jesus sees the generation in his midst as never satisfied, behaving like children, looking for approval from other children. What more do they need? When will they choose what is right and good because they believe it is right and good and not because someone else thinks it is? John and Jesus are two people who act on what they know to be right and good of God. They choose their actions and words out of who they know God calls them to be, rather than what others want them to be. Their choices of who to be and how to act are anchored in the prophet's words, Isaiah 48, "I, the Lord your God, teach you what is good, lead you in the way you should go." Isaiah 58, "This is what I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and homeless, clothing the naked, not turning your back on them." John and Jesus know the true source of light and goodness. And this source is not from others' approval or acceptance, but from the pure mercy of God. For Jesus, it is more than knowing. It is being the mercy of God, being the light of life. On this Friday of Advent, during this season of light, we too will make a choice. We will either choose to do what is right and good of God because we know it is right and good, or we will choose to do what we hope will receive the approval of others. For some, we will play a flute. For others, we will sing. Or we will choose to trust wisdom to shape our minds and hearts, allowing her to integrate our actions, our words, our silences, all of our being in such a way that whether others approve or disapprove, today we choose and act to do what is right and good and full of the mercy of God, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, clothing the naked, not turning our backs on them. Because today we choose to stand in the light of life, our God, Emmanuel.